Hello, and welcome to the Farm Stress Real Talk podcast from Penn State Extension's Farm Stress Team. My name is Amber Hughes, and I am an educator on our Food, Families, and Communities team based out of Bradford County, Pennsylvania. So today I will be talking with Jane Seabright, who is the Executive Director of the Center for Dairy Excellence, to learn a little bit more about what the Center for Dairy Excellence is doing to help those dealing with stress and things that they cannot control. So just a little bit about Jane before we get started. As mentioned, Jane is currently the Executive Director of the Center for Dairy Excellence. She's held that position since 2016, but she has been with the center since September 2006. Jane graduated with the highest distinction from Penn State University and has 20 years of experience in strategic marketing and communications. She's held positions with Mid-Atlantic Dairy Association and Land O'Lakes, and she currently resides with her husband, Robbie, on a dairy and crop farm in East Berlin, Pennsylvania. So welcome to our podcast today, Jane. It's nice to have you on.
Thanks for inviting me. I appreciate it.
Always a really important topic to talk about when we talk about farm stress, and especially to hear what different organizations and agencies are helping or trying to do to help those who might be dealing with farm stress. Moving right into our first question, what are some of the main stressors that you're seeing within your clientele and especially some of those dairy farmers out there in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, so our role at the center is really to serve as a catalyst for the broader dairy industry, but just as importantly, a source of support and resources for those individual dairy farm families. So, a lot of times, dairy farm families are calling us when they're working through a transition, when they're at an impasse in their operation in some fashion, or even when they just want help in making those key decisions. So, we often hear from farms when they're in a really stressful point in their operation. A lot of stress, the different type of stress that we're seeing, definitely family dynamic stress, dealing with different generations or multiple partners, multiple family members involved. And whenever you put family and business together, dynamics can be very stressful. And navigating those dynamics and learning how to communicate with each other in a respectful, objective way and not having all the difficult dynamics that sometimes can go down along with a family relationship crop up when you're trying to work on a business can really be stressful for a lot of farms. The second most significant stressor on a farm is just that financial stress, particularly in 2023, but always farm margins are very tight, especially on a dairy farm. I think all farms experience very tight margins, but in 2023, dairy prices, milk prices were relatively low. At the same time, when all input costs, especially feed costs, were higher. So the margins on dairy farms in 2023 were some of the lowest that we've seen in the last decade. So a lot of financial stress on farms in the past year, trying to figure out how to navigate that, how to pay their bills, how to take care of their employees, to make good decisions that can manage their dairy as effectively and profitably as possible in a time when there's a lot of financial stress. It's definitely the second one. Along with that, just the weather challenges of working very long hours, dealing with multiple employees in some cases. So you have employee stress, you have navigating the weather stress, you have just the physical exhaustion of working very intensively on the farm all day long. So those are all stressors that can be related. So those would probably be my top five: family, financial, weather, labor, and just physical stress on your body.
Thanks for sharing, because I think we do try to hit on a lot of those topics, even with our farm stress team and through the podcast interviews that we've had. And certainly, just even drawing on personal experience, I know my family right now is working through the transition phase too. And so, just trying to get different generations to communicate and be on the same page. I mean, just being an observer to that, you just see how difficult that can be. And that's only one of those five things, too.
I think the family stress is number one because it's really hard. I mean, even in my own perspective, like working in my job, like when someone says something or gives me advice or tells me to do something different, I mean, it's just them telling me what to do in my job. It's not personal. But when you're working with family, and when it's your dad telling you you did something, you need to correct something, or when it's your son telling you they'd like to see you do something differently, suddenly that takes on a whole new dynamic. And it's easy to take it personally when really it's just about making the operation better, and that can cause a lot of stress.
Yeah, certainly. And sometimes with all the new technologies or new ways that are coming out too in the farming world, I know I've seen situations where my brother has been suggesting some of these new ways, these new techniques. And to someone who's my dad, who doesn't just quite understand the technology component, you know, it's always, well, this is how we've always done it, and this has always worked this way for the most part. So just being more open to what is evolving in the world of agriculture too can play a pretty big difference.
I think, I mean, we've actually at the center have had a couple different sessions through our summit and other events on, you know, understanding generational differences. And I think it's just if we were all born with the innate ability to have to see things from each other's perspective, we'd all be doing great. But the reality is sometimes we only see things from our perspective and we don't see where the other person's coming from. And at the end of the day, we all both want the same thing. We want the farm to be successful, but it's just recognizing that there's a lot of different ways to get there and there's a lot of perspectives and just having an appreciation for each other's perspective and realizing it's not personal can go a long way.
And we could probably, and we have had a couple of podcasts and a couple of in-depth sessions too that focus just on those generational differences and how to communicate with each other. So we won't dive too much into that with this podcast, but we'll just keep moving on. So with those stressors that you're seeing, those top five stressors, how is the Center for Dairy Excellence responding to those stressors? And have there been certain strategies that you've tried to implement or different resources or help sessions? You had mentioned that in-depth session on generational differences, but what else is the Center for Dairy Excellence
Yeah.
currently doing?
So really, the flagship of what we do at the center is we offer grant programs that help farmers navigate difficult discussions that can cause stress. So those grants, there's three different core grants that we offer. We do offer some others, but the core grants we offer are our Dairy Decisions Consultant grant program, our team grants, and then actually, there's actually two core grants, but then within the team grant, there's actually transition, transformation, and profit team grants. So those programs really are designed around bringing in outside consultants to help the farms think through the strategy forward. And I think sometimes stress can be related to feeling like the world is on your shoulder and that you're like you're alone in whatever you're dealing with. So the Dairy Decisions Consultant is someone who comes in, they'll look at your whole farm operation, evaluate your financials, your operation, and then just help you think through strategies to move forward in whatever path you're trying to work through. So that's really providing that extra lens, that outside perspective that really can be helpful because, I mean, we can sometimes be so narrow in our perspective, just working day in and day out trying to get the job done. So that DDC will help you think through some of those things. The team grant program is really designed to bring key advisors around the table. And the profit team is just on dealing with those bottlenecks. So that would be that financial stress. How can we be more profitable as an operation? The transformation team is if you're working through a business venture, that's more for something new that you're doing, but then that transition grant program can help you pay for outside resources like a consultant or an attorney to help you work through that difficult process of transitioning the dairy and those hard and soft issues that come along with that. In addition to the grant programs, we have two transition consultants. They're actually contractors with the center that will go out on the farm. And actually, sometimes their core job is helping the farm partners and those different generations involved learn how to better communicate and how to see each other's from see things from each other's perspectives. So their names are Dr. Charlie Gardner and Dr. Brian Reed, and we offer them at no cost to any dairy farmers who really need help in that area. But they'll go out and help you develop a transition plan and help you work through some of those dynamics. Outside of the consultants and the grants we provide, we do have a lot of resources and programming. Our website has a whole dairy resource section, and on there we have family business resources. We also have stress resources and how to recognize when, I mean, stress is normal in any business and in anybody. We all have stress, and that's perfectly normal. It's just knowing the signs of when that stress is something more and you need help. So we do have a section on navigating stress on the farm. We also have also work really closely with Penn State, and we have a lot of other resources just helping farms navigate all those different stressors on the farm. And if, what we always say at the center is we're not the experts here, but our job is really to help the farm find the experts they need. So a lot of our resources are just connecting them to resources that exist somewhere else within the industry. And then lastly, you mentioned that panel. We do have a number of different events and sessions we do throughout the year to help the farmers deal with some of the stressors on their farm. Pennsylvania Dairy Summit is coming up in February, and that actually has quite a few sessions that relate to any one of those stressors and helping those farms navigate those areas of their business. And then we have risk management, whole section on risk management that help farms think through what market dynamics are exist, how dairy pricing is going, thinking through the risk management strategy, and really provide them with information on how to make better decisions related to their financial portfolio on their farm.
Wow, that's a pretty comprehensive list of resources that you have through the Center for Dairy Excellence. So,
We're pretty busy. Sometimes I think we need to learn to say no to some stuff, but we try to, I mean, our core role here is that we're here to help. We're here to help farms succeed. That's our ultimate goal. So we try to do everything we can to make that happen.
yeah, and one thing that you had mentioned too is that you may not necessarily be the experts, you know, in certain situations or certain circumstances, but you are just trying to be that link to someone to connect them with the resources and the people that they will need.
Yeah,
And
so I mean, even when we do consulting on when we are grant consulting, those aren't people that are sitting on our staff. Those are private industry consultants, consultants from Penn State, contractors I mentioned. They're people that we pay through the Ag Excellence funding we receive from the Department of Ag, and we pay them to provide that service, but they're not actual center employees.
but yeah, certainly I think it takes that collaborative effort, especially with, you know, just being able to talk with farmers and farming families. Just the more that they're hearing about the resources that are out there, I think the more likely and hopefully they are to connect with them when they need them, or at least have them in the back of their mind when they're going to need them. Definitely would inc Oh, sorry. I was just going to encourage listeners to check out the Center for Dairy Excellence website, where it sounds like most of those are listed or detailed out too. Moving on, are there any other groups? You hit a lot of them already, but are there any other groups that you believe farmers would have access to in order to create wider circles of support?
I think it's just recognizing that they do have a very strong support system if they choose to use it. I would say, like what we always say is, you know, that first level of support to any dairy farm is are those people driving in and out the driveway? So it's your nutritionist, your veterinarian, your other consultants that you're working with. And, you know, if you are struggling, you know, reach out to them, ask them for resources, ask them if they have suggestions on where to go to help, whatever you're dealing with. And hopefully they'll reference the Center for Dairy Excellence or Penn State. But we have done a lot to train that first level of support, those people going in and out of that lane, on how to recognize when farmers need help and recognize how to help them. The other thing that I really encourage farms to look into is joining a discussion group or attending a meeting. Sometimes just talking with other farmers and sharing what you're doing and learning what they're doing can be incredibly helpful. And then those farms can become your support system when, you need to bounce something off of someone or you need to share. We've actually done some of that sharing. We do have, so they're already listening to your podcast, put a shameful plug in. We have a Cowside Conversation podcast where we simply interview farmers on what they're doing and what they've learning through what they're doing, and then we share it with others. And that podcast is available to anyone. It's called, like I said, it's called Cowside Conversations. We've been doing it for about 3 years. They are a little longer podcasts. They're about 40 minutes, but it's something that's really easy to listen to while you're driving the tractor or milking your cows. And you can learn a lot by hearing what other farmers are doing. And I remember I said this to one person the other day, like, not everything you listen to from a farmer, not everything that farmer's doing is going to relate to your dairy, but you can always take something away. So basically, I would say with that podcast, the Cowside Conversations, listen to their conversations. Hear what they're doing on their farm and take what you need for your own farm and leave the rest because it can be really helpful in finding a path forward in your own dairy.
Yeah, so that calcified conversation, certainly that sounds like it gets a little bit more in depth to the processes and the inner workings of the farm. So,
Yeah, it's
yeah.
basically our goal with that podcast is just basically to give farms the opportunity to share their story. So that's basically all we do.
The beauty of like this podcast, but also that one too, is that you don't even necessarily have to go out. You can just access it right from your house, like you had said, the tractor, the car, the truck when you're driving someplace.
Yeah,
It's
I mean, the value of going out and like going on a farm tour or going to a meeting, that can be really helpful. And you always, I believe farmers always learn the most from other farmers. But the beauty of, like you said, of podcasts is you don't have to leave your farm. You can, like, I listen to podcasts a lot in the evening when I milk on our farm and find them really helpful. But if you can get away, if you can get off your farm, that can also be a huge stress relief just to see a different scenery and talk to some people outside the ones you talk to every day.
Since we certainly encourage that social interaction, but sometimes you still have those people who might not be quite ready to get off the farm, or especially just during planting and harvest season, if they're in the field, they can't find that time to break away even. So
Yeah, and if there is, I mean, if there is somebody out there who wants to join a discussion group and would want to be in something where they talk to farmers monthly or quarterly and actually go to meetings, both the center and the Penn State can and Penn State dairy team can help in organizing discussion groups. You just have to reach out and let us know you're interested in that.
yeah, good to know. So that was through the Center for Dairy Excellence and then also through Penn State. They can just reach out to the dairy team. So
Yeah, just say, hey, I'm interested in a discussion group. And as we hear people are interested, we try to get them started. We do have a couple going in the state now.
yeah, it's always great to just have that connection and realize how strong of a support system you may already have in place. It's just a matter of actually recognizing it and knowing that those people are there to help you. So
Yeah, I think the hardest step with farm, especially in even in using our programs with farms, is that first step. We have farmers who, they start using our programs and they get really engaged and they, really tell, it really helps their operation and they'll say, wow, I wish I would have done this 10 years ago. But I think sometimes it's the hardest is that first phone call or that first outreach and just saying, yeah, I'm going to do this.
yeah, I think many would agree that that first step is usually the hardest. Just sometimes I know we, even with our farm stress team, and I'm sure the Center for Dairy Excellence as well, we put all these resources out there. We put things and try to make them as accessible as possible. But there's always this doubt, are people really listening? Is it working? Is it helping? In that regard, I should say, have you seen any sort of success stories, or have you seen people that have come back and said, yeah, I used this resource and it's really just changed things for me.
Yeah, we actually have a lot of we've captured a lot of stories on our website just about farmers who have used our programs and the benefits of those programs. So, like looking at our transition consultants, we had one farm worked with Brian Weed and really appreciated having that outside perspective of someone who would listen to their goals and their ideas. And then helping them facilitate that next step. Another Mercer County dairy farmer, they actually went through the transition team, and the Lancaster County Dairy Farm, they put together a transition team and really helped them transition that operation by using outside advisors and formulating what the different roles would look like, setting up how each party would. The path would look like to success, and then building out that compensation and profit sharing strategy. We have other farms that, if you go on our website, we have a huge number of success stories, and you can see all the ways that they've used our programs and the benefits that they've had.
Perfect. It sounds like the website's really a one-stop shop. So would you be able to just provide us the website address for our listeners so they can always just pop on there if they want to?
Yeah, you can find all about our resources. You can read success stories on the things that we have done. You can go on our website to learn all about our resources and share the and learn about the different success stories just by going to centerfordairyexcellence.org.
Perfect. Short, sweet, makes sense. So it's not that hard to find that website. Well, I think that's about wraps it up for today. So I just want to thank you, Jane, again for joining us today and sharing your tips and a little bit more about the Center for Dairy Excellence and all the resources it has to offer with our listeners. Just want to let listeners know that they can continue to join us and listen to future podcasts dealing with things that stress out the farming families in Pennsylvania and really throughout the country on our Farm Stress Real Talk with Penn State Extension podcast. And we will see you next time.